Sit down.
Thanks.
Who are you?
Charles Lang.
Okay, what can I do for you?
I want to patent something.
What? You're a designer?
Yes.
You working?
Yes.
Where?
Dietz and Federle.
As what?
A designer.
And you've got what?
A new engine.
Mm-hmm. Good to see it. You bring it with you?
No.
Plan?
No. I keep it hidden. Our talk is privileged?
Yeah. So what is it?
My engine?
Uh-huh.
Runs on water.
Uh-huh. What are you telling me?
It runs on water. It uses water as its only fuel. It makes 8 horsepower.
Yeah.
The man with the postal processor is dead.
Tell him no. Are you kidding me?
No.
Where is this thing?
Hidden.
Where? When can I see it? I can see it.
Yes.
When?
This evening.
Where?
Do you know this address?
Yeah.
Meet me there.
What is it?
It's a candy store.
Okay, when?
10:15.
He wants to know if...
No! Okay, I'll see you this evening.
Good.
Goodbye, Mr. Lang.
Goodbye.
Just close the door behind you.
Thank you.
What have I got on this evening?
Down. Going down. Down, mister?
Down.
Yes. Mind the doors now.
Well, she said Joseph had let him in the cell.
But who told you?
My cousin.
How does she know?
Her brother worked there. At the prison? No, the paper.
He let him in his cell?
Yes.
Lindbergh?
Yes, he told her that the warden said that Lindbergh was allowed to be alone with him until the execution, and whatever he wanted to do with him was fine.
No.
Just as long as he lived.
And so what did he do to him?
They handcuffed him to the bars.
No.
Yes, and then Lindbergh came in with this doctor's bag, and they put up these curtains and left him alone there with Hauptmann.
No.
Till the execution.
He was chained to the bars?
Yes. That's why they didn't allow the photographers.
You know, I wondered about that.
Ground.
Mm. Where's your telephone?
Right there, sir.
Thank you.
And he was hardly breathing when they pulled the switch.
You going to feel?
Yes. For the sale?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. How are you?
I'm going to meet with him tonight.
You have to watch yourself.
I know.
Charlie,
I will.
Yourself.
I will.
You don't know. You say that too easy. You don't know.
It's in both our best interests.
Oh, Charlie.
It's okay, Rita.
No. No, don't trust them.
I don't.
You can't.
I won't. How are you?
I'm fine.
Are you?
Yes.
We're going up.
Anything I can get you?
No, Mrs. Varick will be down.
Well, I'll see you later, then.
You be careful with these people.
I will, Rita.
This car up.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so long.
So long. Come back again. You want another cup of coffee, Mr. Lang?
No, thank you, Mr. Wallace.
Hmm. You want a donut?
No.
Have you seen the thing that they have over at the fair, the Hall of Science?
What?
The human stomach.
No.
You've been there lately?
No.
Well, you should go.
I went last year.
Chucky, he loves it. But it's not as good as last year, is it, Chucky?
Nah.
Nowhere near as good. The one thing that I like, though...
What?
The Hall of Science.
Me too.
Yeah, some of the things there I cannot believe. Oh.
They're in the future.
Yeah, but they got them now. They got them now. They're not just in the future. Yes, sir.
It's all right. He's meeting me. How much do I owe you?
30 cents. Thank you. Chucky, we're closing.
Where are we going?
Not far. I'll see you tomorrow, Mr. Wallace.
Good night. Come on, Chucky.
Where are we going?
Not far.
Live around here?
Not far.
I looked you up.
Uh-huh.
I know where you live. We aren't going there.
No.
Tell me, how many people know?
Me and a friend. You?
Checked up on you.
Yes.
It's your company, Dietz.
Just, how long do you think it will take us to receive a patent?
That depends.
On what?
On many things. You want to know what they said?
In my company?
Yeah.
No. This is it.
Should I light a match?
No, I'll get the lights.
My God, who paid for all this?
Sit down.
It's all yours, this laboratory, the
yes,
equipment,
sit down.
Too?
Yeah, don't touch that, please.
Sorry. Is that it?
Yes.
See it.
All right.
Told you I called at your factory.
Uh-huh.
They told me what you do there.
Yeah? Why did you come then? And this is water.
Can I taste it?
You want to taste it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
They told you I ran a punch press?
What's this thing?
A battery. I use an electric charge for ignition.
Oh.
Ready?
They told you I run a punch press?
Now, you're telling me this is running on water?
Yes!
Is this a hoax?
No!
You know, I knew it when you walked in.
You did?
Yeah, I knew you had what you said.
Good!
We're going to be very rich.
Yeah?
We're both going to be very rich.
Yes, we are.
Christ, if you're hoaxing me, I'm going to kill myself. Are you?
Uh-uh. Will we have trouble with a patent?
Well, that's something else again. You got something to drink?
Yes. Hold on.
We're going to be rich. We're going to make McCormick look like dirt. Do you know how rich we're going to be?
Here.
What is it?
It's liquor.
Good. Can I turn it on?
Just spark it.
This thing?
Yes, here.
Like this?
Yeah, yeah.
I swear, I can't believe this.
And delayed by the storm, she missed the evening mail by seconds. The woman ran after the mail truck, waving the letter, and the driver saw her in the mirror. When she got home, she found her house had been struck down by lightning. And if she had been there just moments previously, she would have been killed. Remember to enclose a postal order in the sum of $1 made out to the person whose name is at the top of the list.
Is that you? Charlie?
I'm back.
What did he say?
He said we would be very rich.
What did he do? Come, sit down.
He looked at the machine.
What sort of man is he?
He's greedy.
Did you give the plans to him?
No.
Can you trust him?
Yes.
For certain things?
Yes.
What?
To see where his best interests lie.
You have to watch yourself.
I will, of course.
Oh, you're so tired.
Yes.
What happens now?
We're going to patent the machine.
What will that take?
Research, he tells me. Preparation.
Yes.
And money.
What's the next step?
I'm going to meet with him tomorrow. He said that I should go to work, and we would get together in the evening.
Does he know the way things are for you at work?
Yeah. Well, part of it. He told me to do nothing which might draw attention to myself there.
Why?
He said things might get complicated as we go along.
They might?
He said they might. I'm going to meet with him in Bughouse Square.
Why there?
He said that we have to be careful now.
Did you move the engine?
Yes, after he left.
Oh, good. Are you hungry?
No. I'm very tired.
Oh, stay here. You can make up the couch.
All right. I'm going to the factory tomorrow.
Oh, sleep late.
No, he said I should go.
All right.
This concludes another evening of the music that you love to dance to. Coming to you from Chicago's famed Aragon Ballroom on the Great North Side. Until next Wednesday at this time, then, this is Arthur Riddle wishing you good night, good luck.
The terror of the cities of the night is stilled by commerce. Demons and the fears of sleep have been eradicated by the watchmen of the modern order. Send the letter off.
Hey, Lang! What? Are we gonna get these mock-ups done today? I don't know. Deeks was down here. What do you want? Caliper!
Here!
What did Deeks want?
Well, he wanted to see you!
What for?
I don't know! I didn't ask him!
Uh-huh.
You know what I think it was?
No!
Do you want to know?
No!
Sure!
Just tell me when it hits 16!
14! All that I know, you'd better watch your rear!
Thank you!
That's all right!
What's the reading?
14-8! 15-2!
Huh?
15-6-5! 16!
Thank you.
And every time I feel a thrill of pride, when patriotic songs are played, and when Old Glory takes the air and ripples in the wind, I find myself ashamed! Ashamed! We must learn! We have
you got a
to
smoke,
learn,
pal.
America, my friend.
I'm sorry, what?
You
got a cigarette.
No.
Do you know what time it is?
No. Of our impressions. And patriotism. Oh, yes, it's real. It's a real feeling. Yes. Oh, yes. We feel it.
Do you know what time it is?
It
no.
In our breastbone, in our heart. Our spirits rise. We feel it. And it serves the cause of death.
Lang.
Huh? So
Lang, over here. Come on.
Where?
This way.
What is so seductive?
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. You go to work today?
Yes.
Good.
Where are we going?
The car over there. You ever come here?
What, Bughouse Square?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I do. I like to hear the speeches.
Uh-huh.
I want to introduce you to someone.
To who? A
friend of mine. He's in the car. Come on.
Who is he?
Someone who may help us. Here.
Mr. Lang.
Is this your friend?
Mr. Lang?
Yes.
Charles, this is Lawrence Overman.
I'm glad to meet you.
Who are you?
Lawrence, I'm going to stop back down at my office.
Who are you? Who is this?
A friend of mine, a lawyer.
A patent lawyer?
In a way.
Get in, Mr. Lang.
Wait. Are you leaving?
I have things I've got to wrap up. Don't you worry. You're in the best of hands. You take good care of him, Lawrence.
I will.
I'll call you in the morning.
Good.
Don't you think you should stay with us?
It really isn't necessary. It isn't, really. Come in tomorrow morning. Can you come in around 10?
Yes.
Good. I want to see you then.
All right.
10 o'clock.
All right.
You take care of him, Lawrence.
I will.
I know you will. I'll see you in the morning.
Get in, Mr. Lang.
That's it. Take us up towards the zoo, will you?
Yes, sir.
Well, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. You get up to the zoo much?
No. Not in years.
Mm.
Who are you?
Well, I'm a friend of Morton's.
Gross.
You
work with Gross?
I have.
On what? You're a lawyer?
Yes.
For whom?
No, take the lake route.
Yes, sir.
Who are you a lawyer for?
Well, Mr. Lang, I hope that I'll be a lawyer for you.
Me?
Yes.
I have a lawyer. So who are you a lawyer for?
Well, Mr. Lang, I represent some individuals, some interests concerned with this new machine of yours.
Oh.
Now, Morton Gross and I have had, I may say, quite successful dealings in the past.
Yeah?
And he thought, when he discovered the real value, the potential value of your engine, he thought it would be best for all concerned, for you and him, to avail yourselves of aid I feel I'll be equipped to offer.
What does that mean?
Just that, Mr. Lang. No more, no less.
He called you?
Morton? Yes. In your own best interests. If you will, as a consultant.
A consultant?
For my advice, for another opinion.
What do you want?
We want my principles. We wish to take this engine of yours, take this marvelous discovery. I don't think that I have told you just how much respect, I may say, awe, I have for you, for your discovery. The work, the genius. I'm not a mechanic. I'm babbling. I'm sorry.
What do you want?
We want to take your engine and develop and market it in such a way as to make phenomenal profits for ourselves and for you. Can I be more direct?
You represent who?
Certain interests.
That's all you'll tell me?
At this time, yes.
Why?
Your protection. Mr. Lang, you are going to move very rapidly from a world which you may find difficult, but which is, after all, predictable, to one you will find quite as difficult and absolutely strange to you. Now, we are prepared, on close examination of your model, we are prepared to make a, and I do put it conservatively, a substantial offer for your engine.
You would like to license it?
No. We want to patent it.
You want to buy it outright?
We are quite prepared to compensate you for a loss or diminution of, let's say, of your prestige. You would, of course, your name, of course, would be linked with development. Now, we could propose a presentation to the effect that you, Charles Lang, working closely with some to-be-named designers in the company, developed, I don't know, perfected all or part of the machine. Huh? What do you think? I know this is not so easy for you.
What company?
And that's yet to be decided.
And in return for this, I'm given what?
What are you given? Security? Acclaim? A certain order of acclaim? A very large cash settlement? A post as, I don't know, chief of research? Some vice presidency? Lifetime tenure? Salary commensurate, of course, in addition to the cash award.
Where?
Sorry?
Where would this job be?
Where?
What company?
Why, whichever you chose, Mr. Lang.
I hate factories.
That's understandable.
I hate them.
Well, then, of course, you needn't work in one. In some non-industrial concern. In the front offices. Or, for that matter, all you'd need do is keep the title. You really needn't come in much at all.
I hate them.
Well, Mr. Lang, forgive me, but we aren't discussing running someone's punch press.
They ruined my sister's life.
They did.
They crippled her.
Yes. Well, you'll never have to work in there again.
The machines.
Now, both of you are going to be very wealthy.
The men and women where I work, they're cattle.
Yes.
They work too hard.
Well, you're going to change that.
My machine?
Yes.
Yeah. More power.
Yes.
Cheap power.
Yes, Mr. Lang.
Time for thought.
We can exploit that for you. Your machine.
You can.
We can develop your machine cheaply and efficiently. We can protect you.
Protect me from what?
We can turn back here.
Yes, sir.
Protect me from what?
Money's power, Mr. Lang. Who pays the piper calls the tune, eh?
From what?
Come with us, Mr. Lang. The things, the turnings, predatory machinations, things beyond your wildest dreams. You needn't know. Come with us. See your machine made and utilized. Keep control of what you've made.
I have control.
No.
I have control.
The moment that your engine sparked and came to life, it was no longer yours. Come with us, Mr. Lang. We are prepared to pay you $60,000 cash, cash currency. Additionally, a salary of $20,000 every year you live. And for a period of 15 years after your death to heirs or assigns. And, of course, numerous stock benefits. 5,000 shares of water engine in addition to the settlement. A 15-year option for the purchase of 10,000 shares additional at the par value. You come in, we'll sit down with this.
What do you mean it isn't mine?
Ownership is curious. Law is not arithmetic. The law is not precise on some points. Litigation is expensive.
If it isn't mine, whose is it?
You would do well not to snare yourself inside a net of law. To have to find an answer to your question in the courts would not, I can assure you, be a process you would find the least diverting. They'd kill you, Mr. Lang.
Who?
If you wish to keep the slightest interest in your engine, in its development, or potential for profits, you are going to need a lot of help.
It's mine.
Oh, really?
What do I need help for?
A substantial case could be made for the ownership of this machine by those who've paid for its development.
And who is that?
Why, Dietz and Federley, of course. The company for which you work.
Sir?
No, once around the block. Mr. Lang, you've worked for many months while in the pay and on the premises of Dietz and Federley. Now, you were forced. We know that you were forced by circumstances, lack of capital and suitable equipment, to work on your engine while on salary and while on factory premises. This is unfortunate. Perhaps more so was your decision to continue work on the machine at your own workshop. The laboratory you have built yourself on Halsted Street is fitted out entirely with tools stolen from Dietz and Federley. The tools, the parts, the copies of the requisitions forged by you, the time you stole from Dietz. I think that you believe in law. To whom, then, does the engine belong?
I ran a punch press.
Yes?
I never took a thing.
Oh, come now, Mr. Lang. That just is not the truth. Let's not be specious. We abide by law, or we do not. What difference if you take $4,000 cash from the front office or $4,000 in material from the stockroom? Are your motives relevant? Do you think there was ever a thief, Mr. Lang, who stole without reason? You are a thief, whether you think so or no.
I made the engine.
Of course you made it, Mr. Lang. Your engine is a work of genius. Whether you were able to establish ownership is quite another matter. I myself think you would not be able to. My people want the engine. Dietz will deal with us. We'd rather deal with you. But we will deal with whom we must. Will you accept our offer?
What?
60,000 cash, a corporate position, actually an annuity, stocks, etc. Will you accept?
No.
Mr. Lang, I'm not a man to haggle. 85,000, 30,000 each year. You know, you put us in an unprotected stance here, Mr. Lang. In dealing with you, a case could be made for our collusion in the theft.
What theft?
Of the machine. I think that in the light of this, our offer is... I'm not going to tell you that it is generous. It may or it may not be, but it is eminently reasonable.
I don't like you.
Let us not be romantic. For God's sake, who cares if you like me or not? Act in your best interests. Sell it to us. I swear that this offer is in your best interests. Do you think I always conduct business in the car? You're in danger, Mr. Lang. It's dangerous to deal with you. I know that you don't know this, but it is so. I swear to you. Sell us the engine.
Here, sir.
Yes. Well, you sleep and we've talked about Mr. Lang. Please, call me tomorrow. We'll talk then.
Where?
Morton Gross's office in the morning. You stop by tomorrow morning. You come in and talk with us. I know this is difficult for you, but think. Think about the things that we have spoken of. Mr. Lang? You think, and we will talk tomorrow. Good night.
Good night.
Take me home.
Yes, sir.
Good night, Mr. Lang.
Good night.
Like to speak.
You don't look good. You stay here tonight.
I have to get those things from the lab.
You get them in the morning.
All right.
How did it go?
I'm tired.
Are you hungry?
No.
How did it go?
I don't know.
Oh, sit down. You sit down, and I'm getting you something to eat.
All right.
And then you'll tell me.
All right. I should get those things from the lab.
You be quiet now.
It makes no sense.
What?
None of it. So much money.
What money?
They offer me. Labor-saving tools.
You hush now. You calm down.
They think that I'm an animal.
Now, no, they don't.
They hate me.
No, they don't. But you will have to deal with them.
I know. We'll be out of here.
I know we will.
I know how you don't like it here.
It's all right. We'll be out.
You know...
Hmm?
I wonder...
What?
About... machinery.
You hush now.
Oh.
You relax and then you'll tell me everything.
All right.
We'll talk.
A Russian prince deposed and penniless in Paris sent the letter on, and 2 weeks later saw an advertisement in the local paper placed there by his long-lost brother who he thought was dead. He received his just inheritance at last. An older woman who had been a nurse received $200,000 in a trunk she purchased at a railroad auction. One man, a missionary deep in China, was handed a telegram which said his fiancée had died. The last act of his life before entering a monastery was to pass the letter on.
Get up.
I'm sorry, Mr. Gross. He wouldn't wait.
Get up.
You're early, Charles.
Oh, Mr. Gross, I'm sorry.
Close that door, please. Now, what's the matter?
Get up, you punk.
Good morning, Mr. Lang.
You're here
too?
What
is the problem?
You people make me sick.
You sit down. Maybe we can talk about this, huh? Why don't you sit down? Now, what is it?
What's happened, Mr. Lang?
You're funny.
What happened, Charles?
You son of a bitch. You don't know what's in there. You don't know. The whole thing is an animal. Whatever you want. You cannot have it, kill it. You do not have one idea what you did. There's nothing sacred to you.
All right. What
is it? You wrecked it. You wrecked it.
What?
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 You wrecked my lab.
Someone wrecked your lab.
You wrecked my lab.
When?
I think I should kill you.
When?
I don't know. Last night.
They wrecked your lab last night?
Yes.
Who?
You.
Who is this you? You think that Morton here wrecked your lab?
Yes, him and you.
We wrecked it. Why would we do that?
Plans.
To get plans?
Yes.
Someone stole your plans?
They stole your plans.
Did they steal your plans?
No.
No, the plans are safe? Are the plans safe?
You wrecked my lab.
Are the plans safe?
You people are savages. You were animals.
Charles, we didn't wreck your lab.
How bad is it?
Demolished.
Charles, we didn't wreck it.
I came to do business with you.
Why should we do something like that? Think.
Are you in?
No, for God's sake, I'm not in.
Do you think we would do that to you?
Charles?
And are the plans safe?
I come in here. What am I? I run a punch press. You tell me I'm a criminal. If I don't have these small pieces of paper, the things I develop, someone takes them from me. I go back to my press. I am a criminal. If I give you the plans, I am a criminal. If you steal them from me, I am a criminal. Why do you play with me?
Are the plans safe?
You'll know if they're safe or not.
They stole them?
If they had stolen them, you wouldn't let me in here. You wouldn't let me in here. I'd be arrested somewhere, wouldn't I? Huh? For a wrench that I took from Dietz.
They're safe.
Yeah, that's safe. I hid them. You think I'm a fool? I'm no fool.
They were hidden.
You bet they were.
There in the laboratory?
No.
Where?
Somewhere else. Should I tell you?
The engine, too?
Yes, the engine, too.
So they got nothing?
They ruined my work!
What did they take?
Nothing.
They came for the plans.
You make me tired. Why did you do this? I came to cooperate. I came to do business.
Who knew?
You.
Who else?
Just you. The two of you and me. And my sister.
Would she tell someone? A friend?
Don't you mention her.
Might just have been a coincidence.
You never know. Business communities, that girl out there at the desk, some cab driver, there are many things, many ways. Believe me. Now, where have you hidden your engine?
It's hidden.
Where?
It's safe.
It must remain safe. I can have men assigned. Let me postcards. We'll put them around your lab, or with you, wherever you say.
You ruined my lab.
Charles, where are you going?
Mr. Lang.
Then just stay out of my way.
Sit down, Mr. Lang.
You don't threaten me. Don't threaten me. You are scum. You are nothing. Now, I'm leaving. I'm going. Maybe I'll come back. If I come back, you'll meet my terms. My terms! Oberman, I go to your company. I say how badly you've wrecked this up. I make a deal.
I can make a deal over your head, both of you. Well, you come in and you wreck my experiments. I say I want all the money, and we throw you to the wolves. This could happen. Now get out of my way.
What wolves?
Now, Mr. Lang, if you walk out that door now, we are going to have to go to Dietz and sue you for possession of the plans, and you are going to lose.
You do your worst.
You're scarcely being realistic.
Charles,
hear this. I will keep my offer open until 10 this evening.
Stand aside, please.
We will be here until 10 this evening unless you decide to take our offer before.
I would not expect that.
Well, one never knows.
Excuse me.
If for any reason you find that you wish to talk with us, we'll be here until 10. Till, say, 11. Mm-hmm. We'll be here, eh, Morton? We'll stay waiting for your call until 11 tonight. We will take no action until then.
You scum. You scum!
Good morning, Mr. Lang.
Christ.
Who said that if everyone just acted in his own best interest, this would be a paradise on earth?
Where is that bitch?
Yes?
Where in the hell were you?
I was just...
Buzz the lobby. Tell them that our friend just left.
Which friend?
Just buzz them, for God's sake. Just do what I tell you.
Make sure you send the letter to someone who you trust will send the letter on. All people are connected. Do not send cash.
Ground floor.
Your name Lang?
What?
Your name Lang?
Step over here, fellow.
Up against it.
What? Plus, you come in nice and quiet. Nobody be hurt.
Come in where?
Come inside, lady. Please.
Help me. Help me. These people are taking me.
Just be calm, fella. Hold the door.
They're taking me.
All right. Come on. All right. In the car.
No. No. Bastard.
I'll go after him. You call Gross. Right.
Stop that man. Please, stop that man.
Goodbye, Mr. Rudich. Yeah. And so anyway, on the train... They found this man who had been the designer.
Of the train?
Yes, Chucky, of the train.
He built it?
He designed it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So they said they're late. And no one in the crew could fix the engine.
Yeah?
Yeah, they tried and tried.
Uh-huh.
And so this man said, let me have a look at it. And so he took a light and looked all at the engine and he said, give me a hammer. He took the hammer and he found this place, this one place, and gave it a little tap. And boom!
What?
The engine started up. And the next week comes a letter for the president of the railroad, a bill from this man who had fixed the locomotive.
How much?
Well, that's what I'm telling you. $15,000.
No.
Yeah. He telephones the man. He says, how come you charge me $15,000 for one little hammer tap? Hello, Mr. Lang. Where have you been?
Hello.
We haven't seen you. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
Do you have change for a dollar?
Sure, Chucky.
Yeah?
Change for a dollar. You been to the fair since we spoke?
No, I haven't, no. Thank you, Chucky.
You're welcome.
You're working hard.
Yes. Is there a telephone book?
Sure, in the booth. Close the register, Chucky.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Where was I?
Hello. I'd like to speak with someone.
Who?
Someone on the city desk.
Who on the city desk did you wish to speak to, sir?
I don't care. The editor, I don't care.
One moment, please.
Yes, Chucky.
Grandpa wants to know if you'd like a cup of coffee.
No. No, thank you, Chucky.
I can ring now.
Thank you.
City desk.
Yes. Who is this?
This is Dave Murray. What can I do for you?
You're a reporter?
Yeah. What can I do for you?
I'd like to speak with you.
All right. About what?
About something.
Who is this?
My name is Lang.
L-A-N-G?
Yes. I'm an inventor.
Uh-huh. Of what?
Of things. Of things. I'm in some trouble.
What kind?
I've invented something.
Mr. Lang, are you sure you don't want the science editor?
Yes. No, I don't want that. I've invented an engine. Some people are stealing my engine.
Who is this?
This is Charles Lang.
And who wants this machine of yours?
A man. Please, I swear to you. The police are out. They're looking for me. Look, may I talk to you? I have to talk to you.
All right.
This is not a prank.
Okay, let's talk. Can you come in here?
No. Can you meet me somewhere?
Private?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Tell me where. Say at 9 o'clock.
You can't meet me before that?
No. If you want to come in here,
No. The zoo? Meet me near the zoo. 9 o'clock.
On the Clark side?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
At the main gate.
Thank you. I have red hair.
All right. I'll look for you.
Thank you.
His name is what?
Lang. Charles Lang.
No. What does he look like?
Got a blue suit on. About your build. 30, 31.
Red hair?
Yeah.
He comes in here.
You seen him lately?
Yeah, he comes in here a lot.
When?
This morning.
Got a phone?
It's broken.
Thanks.
No. What? Stay inside the booth there, Mr. Lang. He's right across the street and he could see you in the window.
Is he by himself?
He just met with another fella. Who are those guys? They said they were policemen. Okay, they're gone. You can come out now. They're gone. Are they policemen?
I don't know.
You're in a little trouble.
Sort of.
Jackie!
What?
Come in here.
What, Grandpa?
He'll take you to the cellar out the back.
I have nowhere to go.
What?
What?
I have nowhere I can go. They're after me.
What did you do?
I didn't do a thing.
What can I do to help you?
What do you want, Grandpa?
I'll be all right.
Where are you going to go?
I'll be all right. I just need someplace to get away until tonight.
I think I know where you can go.
And now we leave the Hall of Science, the hub of our Century of Progress exposition. Science. Yes, the greatest force for good and evil we possess. The concrete poetry of man. Our thoughts, our dreams, our aspirations rendered into practical and useful forms. Our science is ourselves. What are our tools but our wishes? And the things we build are indications of our feelings of inadequacy. Much is known, and much will yet be known, and much will not be known. Those wishing a re-entry to the hall at half price, come and get a ticket from me. This is our last tour tonight. They're good tomorrow, though.
You're closing?
Closing up.
Oh.
You've been here since this afternoon.
Yes.
You all right?
I'm a scientist.
You all right?
Yes.
Well, listen, they're locking up the gates in 20 minutes.
Yes, so well,
let me punch out. I'll walk you to the gate.
I'm all
you
right.
You don't look good.
Well,
I'll go punch out.
I have to make a call. Where's the phone?
Oh, right behind you on the wall, bud.
What time do you have?
8:15. I'll meet you back here.
God, Rita, I've been trying to call you all after...
Hello?
Who's this?
Hello? Who is this?
It's Charles Lang.
Oh, Charles.
Who am I talking to? Who is this?
This is Mrs. Varick.
Mrs. Varick?
From upstairs.
Where's my sister?
You better come over here.
Where is she?
Something went on.
What?
Well, you better call the cops.
Oh, what happened?
Call the police and they'll tell you.
Tell me, please.
They took her.
They took her?
Yeah.
Who took her?
I don't.
What happened, for Christ's sake?
They came in here.
Who?
We don't know. I told them already.
What?
We heard these noises.
Yes? Yes? What?
We heard this screaming. My husband, we came down. The door was broke. There was nobody here.
Did the police come?
They came. They said you should call them at the precinct. You want the number? I got it right here at the 18th precinct.
No.
What? They'll come and get you.
No.
I'm only
No. Thank you. Let me talk to Obermann.
To who, sir?
Let me talk to him.
One moment.
Hello?
Where is she?
Good evening.
Where is she?
We can help you find her.
Oh, God. Don't hurt her.
Do you have the plans?
I have them.
Are they close to hand?
I have them.
Bring them.
Just don't hurt her.
Now, we understand that you had tentatively scheduled an appointment for this evening with a representative of the press.
No, I won't.
You won't see him?
No, I won't see him.
Now, where are you?
I'll come, and I'll meet you.
We'll pick you up.
No, no, I'll come there. And you come with my sister, and I'll bring the plans.
I feel a meeting with the press is not advisable for you at this time.
I said I wouldn't meet with him.
Good. You bring the plans, and we shall bring your sister. Where would you like to meet?
Where we met last time.
At the square.
At Bughouse Square.
Right, what time?
At midnight.
We will.
We are?
What?
You done?
Oh, yes.
Good. Come on before they lock us in.
All right.
Exhibitors and employees of the Century of Progress Exposition.
You look like the dog died, bud.
What?
You don't look good.
No, no.
Hey, take a look at this.
What?
Look what I got in the mail this morning. The ancient mysteries of Egypt and the East are all within the mind of man.
What is it?
It's a chain letter. Who knows the real power of man's soul? Much good, much pain and misery is caused by our beliefs, by what is known and by what is not known. All civilization stands on trust. From the minutest strand of trust, the world hangs. Great wealth and fame stand just beyond your grasp. Write the names of three friends at the bottom of this list. Send $1. Can you beat this? I'm supposed to send $1 to three people I've never even heard of. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, look, frozen in the Arctic wastes. Whoever wrote this cannot spell. Listen, though. Frozen in the Arctic wastes.
Can I talk to you?
Sure. Sure. Which way are you going?
To the loop, north?
Sure, we'll catch a car.
You think we could stay here for a minute?
All right.
Thank you.
Would you like to go down by the lake?
Yes.
All right.
What time do you have?
9.
I'd like to show you something.
What?
A thing I made.
What is it?
Can you read blueprints?
No.
I'm going to show this to you.
Well, I can't read them.
That's all right. This is my engine. I designed it. It's possible that you're the only person who will ever see this.
What is it?
It's a motor, like an automobile.
Yeah?
It uses water for its fuel. I made it.
The quintessence of those things which made our country great. How much more?
They need the two columns.
How many words?
200.
All right. The Century of Progress... sign and symbol of the great essential strength of the free market.
Mm-hmm.
All around a nation's founder in decay, the East turns red, and senile Europe limps from day to day in search of that lost leader, that lost vigor never to return.
Anyway. Okay.
For Europe is the old land, and this is the new. The West is golden with the promise of prosperity to come. The principles which made this country, made it great, as it is great, as once again it shall be great, with trust, with power, with mutual recognizance.
Maybe I'll take it out.
With mutual understanding of the simple grace and the eternal power of, quote, the bargain made and kept to, unquote. In Chicago, Phoenix of Communities, we once again say, I will, quote unquote, and rise from the ashes, hardened, strengthened, turned toward the new day, the day of progress, the second hundred years of progress.
Got a life?
The Century of Progress exposition enters its new life, too, enters on its second year. Let us continue to support at 30.
Brilliant.
Thank God I don't have to sign it. Don't send my boy to Harvard, the dying mother said. What have I got on this evening?
Meeting with that...
Oh, yeah, right. Lang.
Yeah, that's it.
Meet me later?
Maybe.
11?
Maybe.
I'll call you.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me.
Why don't you go, Murphy?
Excuse me?
Hello, Mr. Lang.
Oh.
Do you have the plans?
Yes.
Where are they?
Where is my sister?
Where are the plans?
You going to take me to her?
Yes.
She's not here now?
We're going to take you to her. Now, perhaps I could have the plans.
I put them in the mailbox.
You put them in the what?
The mailbox.
What mailbox?
They're gone now.
What?
Where's my sister?
Whom did you address them to?
Where is she?
Rewrite.
What?
Give me rewrite.
One moment, please.
Rewrite.
Dave Murray.
Hey, how are you?
Swell. Ready?
Shoot.
In Waukegan, Illinois, David H. Murray, special to the Daily News. Today's date, 7:30. Make it 6:30 a.m. The dead bodies of a man and woman were discovered early this morning on a stretch of industrial lake frontage 5 miles north of Waukegan, period. The man has been tentatively identified as Charles Lang, L-A-N-G. Of 2854-2854 North Racine, Chicago. The woman has not been identified, period. Cause of death in both cases appears to have been drowning, period. Paragraph. Illinois State Police and Waukegan Police are conducting a full-scale inquiry, comma, an autopsy later in the day should establish positively the cause of death, period. Paragraph. Late yesterday afternoon, a man identifying himself as Charles Lang...
Same way.
Yeah, same way. Telephoned the Daily News and announced that he believed himself in serious danger, period. A meeting was scheduled between this reporter and the man for late last evening. The man identifying himself as Lang announced he had discovered or invented some new revolutionary sort of engine, comma, the workings of which he would reveal to this reporter at their scheduled meeting, period. This reporter presented himself at the spot elected for the meeting, comma, but the man identifying himself as Lang never appeared, period. Possible connection between this telephone call and the lakeside deaths of the couple discovered are being investigated, comma, as is the possibility of foul play, period. That's it.
Okay, got it.
Tell the room they got a picture they can get off the state cops at the lab, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, who's pitching for the Cubs today?
Hold on, I just look at it's Fetterson.
Yeah. No, thanks.
Yeah. Now, Chucky.
What?
What did you do?
What?
What did you do?
I left the drawer open. I'm sorry.
You cannot leave the drawer open.
I'm sorry.
Do you want that locomotive?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Grandpa?
What?
There's a free day at the exposition. Friday afternoon. It's to anyone under 12.
You want to go?
Yeah.
Then watch the cash. Huh? Hey, there's the mailman. Now go get the door. I wonder what he's got for you today.
And so we leave the Hall of Science, the hub of our Century of Progress exposition. Science, yes, the greatest force for good and evil we possess, the concrete poetry of humankind. Much is known, and much will yet be known, and much will not be known. As we complete our second 1,000 years, in the dilapidated office buildings and in rooms and railroad hotels, in torn and filthy manuscripts misfiled in the secondhand bookstores, here rests the vestiges of this and other cultures. arcane knowledge in transition from the inaccessible to the occult, as we rush on, from the philosophical to the mystic, knowledge dying with the death or insanity of the final participants. The memory lies only in the lunacy of drunks, in waking fever, dreams of knowledge unaccountable for. The technological and epic masterpieces decay into folk tales. Who knows what is true? Real knowledge of events past and future does not rest in history books, but in the imaginations of people. I once saw the plan for a machine which I was told would run on water as its only fuel. I heard tell of a woman in Tacoma received $7,000, but she lost her life because she broke the chain. The fair is closing, and those who wish re-entry to the hall at half price, see me for a ticket. And this is our last tour tonight. And they're good tomorrow, though.
The Water Engine by David Mamet. W. H. Macy was heard as Lang, Linda Kimbrough as Rita, J. J. Johnston Gross, Mike Nussbaum Oberman, John Cusack Chucky, and Warren Lemming, Mr. Wallace. Also heard were Tom Mueller, Bobby DeChico, Annabelle Armour, Carol Goldman, Colin Stinton, Harlan Hogan, and Michael Arcisi. The play was directed by John Madden, with technical realization by Tom Vagley. It was produced in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Theater Company in Chicago for Earplay, the Radio Drama Production Center for Public Broadcasting. Thank you.
Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. This is NPR, National Public Radio.